Mayor, what have you accomplished so far on this trip here to Paris?
Well, we wanted to do a couple of things. First, we wanted to come and show our solidarity and commitment to the people of France in response to what President Obama called an attack on humanity. I think it was really important 3 weeks after the terrorist attacks that we actually showed up. And I think that is a symbol that we're not going to be defeated, that we really have to stand together as a people and make sure that we do everything we can to put down terrorism and hatred. So that's one thing that was just accomplished by the mayor's presence, whose simple presence bore witness to that fact. The second was to make sure that the world understands and that the national governments understand that as it relates to climate change, as it relates especially for southern Louisiana to sea rise and to other storms that are coming in, we have some real serious potential threats. And just like we've spent the last 10 years getting stronger and more resilient to make sure that whatever comes our way, we're better prepared for, it's also important for us to take note and to acknowledge that as the coast continues to deteriorate and more storms come in, it is directly related to climate change, and specifically in South Louisiana to sea rise and to the disappearance and the subsidence of the coast. When both of those things happen, what consequently happens and absolutely happens is that we have more water closer, storm surges are higher, and those of us that live in all of southwest Louisiana, really all the way up to Baton Rouge, and then after that, further up, are at complete and what we call existential risk that threatens the very existence of the land that we live on and therefore our livelihood.
And you brought some recommendations to the UN as well?
Well, one of the things that we always do with mayors really is we sit in a room and we just talk about things that work, or talk about things that have been tried that didn't work, or talk about ways that we can do things better. One of them that's particularly hard for small cities, New Orleans is really falls in that category, is how you actually measure the emissions. I mean, the mechanism by which you do that, the cost of it, and then how you make that real. If you set false goals that don't mean anything, that's based on bad information, it really doesn't matter.
What would you say you've accomplished over the past year as part of the 100 Resilient Cities project, and what might you be planning going forward?
Right. Well, that's part B of whether or not through human action you can slow down climate change. The second part of it is acknowledging that it exists. And people of Louisiana can attest, because Hurricane Katrina was proof positive of it, that you have bad things coming your way. It's either going to be a terrorist attack, it's going to be an earthquake, it could be a hurricane, it could be sea level rise. The thing that we're doing with 100 Resilient Cities is preparing ourselves to be able to receive bad things. You're not going to stop bad things from happening, but what you can do is take control, and you can lean forward, and you can design a plan. And the way we talk about that is resilience. Resilience is really a word that means get ready and be strong. And so when you build a house back, build it back with stronger materials. When you build a house back in an area that you think is going to flood, build it higher. When you actually are rebuilding a city and you're rebuilding schools, rebuild them stronger, rebuild them with energy efficiency. When you are thinking about how to organize your city, make sure that you, like New Orleans, make sure you build a levee system, right, that can protect you from what you think comes your way, and have a long-term plan to rebuild the coast. All of those things fall under the resilience strategy.
Thank you so much, Mayor Landrieu.
All right. Thank you.